请大家打开提摩太后书第三章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们已经来到提摩太后书第三章，我们要从第一节到读到第九节。
And we've come in our study in the book of 2 Timothy to chapter 3, and today we'll be reading verse 1 to verse 9.
是的，每个主日我们在这里不是我向你们演讲。
Indeed, it is not just every Lord's Day when we come before you, it is not just me preaching to you.
It's not a speech.
It's not just a speech.
我是要解释圣经的话给你听。
But I'm here to explain the Word of God to you.
我不是告诉你我的意见。
It is not me telling you my opinion.
是要告诉你主的话是的意思。
But what God's Word says.
让我们来看提摩太后书第三章第一到第九节。
Let us look now at 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 9.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，放毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼无知的妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和响比也是怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的，然而他们不能再这样的抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那两人一样。
2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 9. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning but never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth. Men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men.
请大家看第二节，这里讲到说，那时人要专顾自己，那人是谁？
I want you to take notice of for people, those two words in verse 2.
我要你看你的圣经，那个人是指的是谁？
I want you to look at your Bibles and see who these for people refer to.
很多时候我们读经很难不明白，因为我们没有看上下文。
Very often we don't understand the Bible because we don't read it in context.
这里讲到说人的时候呢，我说这段圣经是在指假先知跟假师傅。
This passage in referring to the people refers to false teachers.
为什么我说这里是在讲假先知跟假师傅呢？
Why do I say that?
因为如果你仔细看这段圣经的话呢，他特别他在第五节讲到说，你看你的圣经第五节说什么，有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意。
I say so because if you look at verse 5, it says having the appearance of godliness but denying its power.
就好像很多人假装是基督徒，但是他实际上里面不是基督徒。
And that paints the picture of people who pretend to be Christians, but inside they aren't.
那么圣经说，这等人你要躲开。
And the Bible says, Avoid such people.
啊，如果主要我们躲开这等人，如果这等人是指所有世界上不信的人，这样我们就没有办法传福音，我们必须要离开这个世界，没有办法躲开他们。
Now, if the Bible refers, or if the Bible is pointing to people who are all of the world, then there is no way for us to spread the gospel. We just need to avoid the whole world.
所以这里的人呢，不是指世人，而是指某一些人。
So the people here does not mean the whole world, but a select group of people.
你再看你的圣经第七节。
Now look again at verse 7.
这里讲到说，他们常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
Verse 7 says, always learning, but never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth.
明白真道呢，在圣经里面，特别是提摩太前书第二章四节的时候，他讲到说，他愿意万人得救，明白真道是指救恩的意思。
Now this phrase, the knowledge of the truth, is also spoken about in 1 Timothy 2:4, where it says, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, which refers to salvation.
所以这些人 是什么呢？就是不明白真道，这些人 不得救的人。
So these people do not understand the truth and are not saved.
特别他又在提到 第八节，你看圣经提到第八节说，从前亚尼和这个响比怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道，而且是在真道上是可弃的。
Moreover, in verse 8, Paul says, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men opposed the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith.
亚尼跟这个响比呢，是在摩西时代的假先知，所以这段圣经用他们来比喻现今的假先知，可见这些人呢，像摩西的时候，他们抵挡真理，这些人呢也抵挡真理。
Now, Jannes and Jambres were false teachers or magicians during the time of Moses. And comparing these Jannes and Jambres to the current false teachers, clearly he's pointing to the fact that these people are false teachers.
而且这里讲到说，他们是抵挡真道，而且呢是在真道上可弃的。
He says they oppose the truth and are disqualified regarding the faith.
所以这里在讲到是怎么样对待假先知，或者是可以这么说，这段圣经是在警告我们这个离经叛道的事情会发生。
So this passage is telling us how to deal with false teachers, or it is warning us of apostasy.
这个离经叛道的意思呢，就是本来他以为他是信徒，他假装是信徒，或者他曾经以为好像是圣徒，其实他根本就不是圣徒。
What this means is that these people believed or pretended to be Christians, but inside they never were from the start.
我们称他为假先知跟假师傅。
And we will call them false teachers.
今天我们有没有假先知跟假师傅在我们的周围呢？
Today, do we have false prophets and false teachers in our midst?
啊，其实有的，有很多的。
Yes, many.
我们必须要用圣经的眼光来看。
And we must perceive them from the lenses of the Bible.
圣经这里教导我们要避开，要躲开他们。如果我们不知道他是谁，怎么躲开他们呢？
The Bible tells us to avoid such people, and if we do not know who these people are, how will we avoid them?
所以在这段圣经里面给我们看到，我们必须要分辨谁是假先知，谁是假师父，我们要躲开他们。
So implicit in this passage, we need to identify who are the false teachers and false prophets and avoid them.
在过去我们一段时间里面看到一个这个巨型教会的一个牧师被法庭判为有罪，私用公款的5000万。
Not long ago we saw in the news about a mega church pastor who was found guilty of misusing church funds.
所以5000万 50 million 是很多钱。
50 million is a lot of money.
很多时候有人问我们应该怎么样回应。
And many people have asked, well, how do we respond as Christians?
甚至有些人问我可不可以去那个教会，或者说我们可不可以去巨型教会。
In fact, there are people who ask us whether they can visit that church or for that matter, mega churches.
我的问题是他们是不是神的教会，他们是不是真的神的教会。
And my question to them has always been, are they a church of God?
他们是不是传讲耶稣的福音？
Are they preaching God's gospel?
他们是不是传讲圣经的话？
Are they sharing the word of God?
他们有没有把整本圣经讲得清楚跟明白？
Do they teach the full counsel of God?
如果没有的话，那就不是教会。
If they don't, then that is not a church.
所以我们要知道，我们不是要批评任何一个人，但是呢，我们圣经里面告诉我们，作为一个主的仆人，作为主的教会，我们要分辨谁是谁不是，然后要躲开。
Our point here, brothers and sisters, is not to be critical, but is to understand or identify who are false teachers and avoid them.
所以在这里有很多人说，哎呀，他们为信仰受苦，请你注意，他们不是为信仰受苦。
Some people say, wow, they're suffering for the faith, but no, they're not.
他们是因为他的行为犯罪被判刑，不是因为他的信仰或者是基督教的教义受苦，不是。
They're suffering for their sins, they're suffering for their lifestyles and not for the church of God.
所以我要跟大家讲说，我们虽然有时候我们必须要做坏人，必须要把这些东西讲出来，我们跟大家已经试想过了，提摩太书后书第二章里面讲说，作为一个主中用的仆人呢，必须要指出什么是对，什么是错。
And as Christians, we need to be people who we need to be people who point out error. And in fact, we saw this in 2 Timothy 2:2, where in order to be vessels for God's use, we need to point out right from wrong.
所以我在外面讲到的时候，很多弟兄姐妹问我可不可以去，我说你要确定他是不是神的教会。如果不是神的教会，你把人推到别人那些异端或者神是假师傅那里去，这个罪我们没有办法承担。
So when I'm out preaching to others and people ask me whether they can go to these churches, I ask them, is this a church of God? And if it is false church, then we're pushing people towards a slippery slope.
改革中的这个这个加尔文 Calvin, John Calvin 说，在哪里有神的话，讲解神的话来传讲呢？那就是教会。
John Calvin, the reformer, said that where the word of God is preached, that is a church.
但是我们有时候说，哎，为什么你这样讲别人？我们要问，如果那个教会传讲今天所谓的成功神学
，Some people would say, how can you say this about other churches? I want you to know that if that church is preaching a health and wealth gospel,
意思说，如果你要得发财，你要成功，你要这个飞黄腾达，你必须要相信耶稣，相信耶稣，耶稣会使你飞黄腾达。这种教训呢，如果你因为这样信主呢，请问你有没有得救
？By that I mean people who tell you that if you want to be rich, if you want to be successful and have good health, believe in Jesus Christ. Is that true faith?
主耶稣来救我们脱离贫穷吗？主耶稣来脱离救我们，所以我们不死吗
？Did Jesus come to save us from poverty? Or from death?
不是的，主耶稣救我们脱离我们的罪。
No, Jesus came to save us from our sins.
如果你不教导人脱离，来到主耶稣来承认自己的罪，来改变，来悔改归向神，你是不可能得救的。
And if you are not being led to repent from your sins, to turn away from them and to turn towards God, then you are not saved.
所以这段圣经告诉我们怎么样来分辨，或者是这告诉我们这个离经叛道的警告。
So this passage is a warning of the apostasy.
这里分成三点。
There we have three points to look at today.
第一呢，他讲到离经叛道的苦难。
Our first point is the difficult time of the apostasy.
那么第二呢，就是离经叛道的特征。
Next we'll be looking at some distinct features of this apostasy.
那么最后我们会跟大家讲到离经叛道的分辨。
And finally, the discerning of the apostasy.
那么我会一点一点跟大家分析。
We'll be going through this point by point.
那么所以在这里呢，我们可以看到主已经在警告我们了。
And we've seen before this even that Jesus had already warned us of this.
在马太福音第七章十五节，他说：“你们要防备假先知，他们到你这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。”
He says in Matthew 7, "Beware of false prophets."Who come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly ravenous wolves.
意思外面他好像是基督徒，里面他是非常残暴、残忍的。
That means that on the outside he looks like a Christian, but on the inside he is ravenous.
所以刚才我们读的经文，我们会继续看的。你看到这段经文里面讲到十八、十九种不同的特征。
And as we continue in today's passage, you will see various distinctives of such people.
而且呢，在圣经里面，他讲到这里说，主耶稣说。 他说你们要谨慎，免得入了迷惑。
Jesus said in Matthew 24, see that no one leads you astray.
所以主耶稣已经警告我们，这里还告诉我们还有很多假先知要起来，要迷惑许多的人。
He says many false prophets will arise and lead many astray.
那么哥林多前书十一章也讲到说，这些有很多假使徒，形似诡诈，装作这个基督使者的模样，这也不要觉得奇怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
In 2 Corinthians 11, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
所以今天我们是在一场属灵的征战里面。
Today we're involved in a spiritual battle.
所以圣经里面有教，我们就要讲。
And if there is teaching from the from God's word, we must explain.
主耶稣里面有警告我们呢，我们就要警告弟兄姐妹。
If there is warning in the Bible, then we need to warn our brothers and sisters.
就好像我们常常讲，如果我有一个女儿，那么有一个豺狼来追我的女儿，我一定要告诉她说，这个是豺狼，千万不要跟她在一起。
It's like if I had a daughter and a bad person was after her, I would definitely warn her about it.
所以我不可能不出声。
I cannot possibly keep my mouth shut.
那些只讲好道理说平安平安的，那不是神的仆人。
The people who will only tell you good things and say peace, peace are not God's.
我们必须要很清楚地指出谁这个是不对的，千万不要跟从他。
We need to be very clear and we need to say this is not right, do not follow him.
保罗说我要讨人的喜欢还是讨神的喜欢呢？
Paul asked, do I seek the love of men, the approval of men or God?
所以我们要对神负责，我们要警告什么是对，什么是错，我们要讲得清楚。
So we need to be responsible and accountable to God and tell his people right from wrong.
让我们来看第一段，就是离经叛道的苦难，这个人离开神的话的时候呢，它带来的一种危险。
Let's first look at the difficult time of apostasy. And as people leave God's word, they bring a real danger.
你看你的圣经提摩太后书三章一节说，你该知道，你必须要知道，你要很清楚知道，末世呢必有危险的日子来到。
In verse 1, Paul tells Timothy, but understand this, he's saying you must know this, be very clear, that in the last days there will become times of difficulty.
所以在这边你看到那个 difficult time, 或者 difficulties, 或者是那个危险，我们华文圣经翻译成危险，这个字呢是指，的确是指危险，就是 dangerous,意思是说，这个不但是危险，而且是非常大的苦难，或者非常的痛苦。
In the first verse where it says times of difficulty, which is also translated in the Chinese as danger, literally means that it is a dangerous time, a time of great strife.
所以呢，如果你在向前，你的车子向前跑，前面有一个大洞，我如果是看到你，我一定喊停止，你不会说不出声的。所以这个是非常危险的时候，要阻止他说不要再向前跑了，因为前面有危险。
Friends, if we're running and there is a big pothole right in front of us, a big gap that you will fall into, we must be able to tell one another, stop, there's danger ahead of you.
就好像我们常常跟孩子跟父母讲，你要教导你的孩子听从。
And it's like it's why we tell parents over here that you must teach your children to be obedient.
为什么呢？很多时候如果孩子听从你，他如果在跑步，他在操场跑步的时候，他在追力球，那么你看到一辆车走过的时候，如果你喊孩子停止的时候呢，他马上停止，他听从你，其实你在使他避开一场危机。
Because if they listen to your voice and they're in a situation of danger, such as if they're chasing after a ball and there is oncoming traffic, and when you ask them, when you shout for them to stop, if they're obedient, they will, and they would have averted some danger.
所以你会发现，如果他不听从的话呢，他就死在那里。所以教导、顺从、听从呢，在这个教养孩子上面非常的重要。
And if they are not obedient, then in that situation, they probably would have died.So we see how important it is for children to learn to be obedient.
在神的教会里面一样，保罗说我照顾你们好像父亲，好像母亲，我要你们听从是要保护你们。
In the same way in the church, Paul tells them that he's watching over them as a father to a son, and he wants to get them to obey so that he can protect them.
所以在这边讲到说将来呢有危险的日子，这个危险呢在马太福音第八章里面，他形容好像一个鬼的时候呢，他形容极其的凶猛，是同一个字。
And this times of difficulty is also used in the original language, also used in Matthew 8:28, where it says, where it refers to exceedingly violent.
所以它是非常凶猛，非常危险，非常强暴。
And it talks about a time of great a pain.
所以在这边呢，我们看到这里呢，我们他保罗在这个告诉我们说，将来有危险的日子要到，而且这个讲到这个日子的时候呢，它不是指我们的 chronological time， 意思说不是时间滴答滴答在按次序的走，它是讲 specific time， 就是那个指定的日子来到。
In speaking of a time of difficulty, he's not speaking of our understanding of a chronological time. He's talking about a specific time that will come.
因为神是全知的，他知道将来，他是有一段时间，这个时间要到，这个时间到的时候呢，里面有出现这些问题。
He's referring to an era, and obviously God knows all of history, and he knows that this part of history will be times of difficulty.
所以在这一个定时这个 period of time， 这段时间里面呢，会出现这个，这段时间就叫做 last days， 或者是末世的时间。
It is a specific period or era which he is referring to as the last days.
所以在这里呢，他说将来的末世来的时候，末世是什么意思呢？ Last days 是什么意思呢？
So he says that in the last days, what does last days mean?
很多时候我们在圣经里面讲到最末世的是主耶稣来之前的日子。
Sometimes in the Bible we talk about the last days and we refer to the time just before Jesus comes again.
那么可能我们说不关我的事，那是主耶稣来之前不关我的事情。
And perhaps that makes us say, well, that's got nothing to do with me. That's just before Christ returns.
但是你看约翰一书，约翰在写的时候，他说：“小子们啊，如今已经是末世来了。” 他说：“你曾听见说有敌基督要出来，现在已经有好些敌基督出来的，从此你就知道现在已经是末世了。”
First John tells us, "Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour."
所以呢，在主耶稣的时代，或者是约翰的时代。 已经是末世，我们从约翰到现在这两千年来，人就是在这个末世里面。
And that tells us that from the time of John, or from the time of Jesus, these are the last days.
所以在这段时间里面，已经有假先知、假师傅出来，并不奇怪。
And we've seen since that time that there have been many antichrists that have come up, and it should not surprise us.
希伯来书也是提到，他说神借着古时，借着众先知。 多次多方小谕列祖，就是在这末世，你看到这个末世吗？也借着儿子，所以他借着耶稣出现的时候，已经是末世了。Hebrews
1:1 tells us, long ago and at many times in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, see that last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要清醒过来。So
brothers and sisters, we need to wake up to this.
我们已经在末世了。
We are in the last days.
我们不要很舒服的躺在你的沙发上，以为没事没事。我们已经在这个属灵的战争里面。
Don't be lulled into a false comfort as you sit on your couch. We are in the last days.
提摩太前书4:1也是怎么讲，圣灵明说，在后来必有人离弃真道，听从引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。Paul
had earlier said this in 1 Timothy. Now the Spirit expressly said that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teaching of demons.
所以今天有很多离经叛道的事情。
And so we see that there's a lot of apostasy.
如果你看周围，我们讲这个耶和华见证人，我们讲这个摩门教，这些都是一般性的。
And if you look at Jehovah's Witnesses, you look at the Mormons, these are cults.
这些就是传统，以为这些都是称为基督徒，但是他们不是基督徒。
They may call themselves Christians, but they're not.
但是为什么我们知道他不是基督徒？因为他没有按照圣经来解。
And how do we know that they're not Christians? Because they do not live according to the Bible.
但是今天呢，有很多不是摩门教，也不是耶和华见证人，也不是这些我们传统的这个异端。 而是我们认为普通以为是自己人的，他们传的福音呢，不是按照圣经，我们要更加倍的小心，因为他们就在我们附近。
But what has arisen in recent years are sects or people who call themselves Christians, who may not come from Jehovah's Witnesses, who may not be Mormons, who almost seem like they're part of the Christian folk. We must be more careful of these people.
他们讲了很多道理，其实你在圣经里，他们发现他们这些人讲的圣经呢？ 他讲一段他喜欢的一段，但是他不讲全本圣经，所以你对整个真理不清楚，只讲某一个部分，结果呢，我们忽略不明白，结果我们被带离开了真理。And
the teaching of these people is to select specific passages from Scripture, but not preach the full counsel of God. As a result, we are deficient in our faith, and it is easily contorted.
所以我们跟大家讲过很多遍，我再要讲一次，就是马太福音第28章讲到那个大使命的时候呢，主耶稣第28章马太福音第28章想到说，你要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗，然后凡我所吩咐你们的，凡就是一切所有凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守。所以今天的人。 只讲一点那点他喜欢的，其他不喜欢的就不讲，所以这个就是危机。In
Matthew 28, this is a famous passage for the Great Commission, and we say it very often. But I want to show you that when Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you," whereas the teaching that we're seeing from these churches or these teachers is selective and is what is convenient for them. They leave out everything else.
当他们有错误的教导之后，有出现有很多错误的不法的事情，不这些犯罪的事情。And
a lot of wrong teaching leads to a lot of sin.
所以这里呢，在马太福音也主耶稣也是这么警告，因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心就渐渐的冷淡。Matthew
24, and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold.
所以今天我们发现到我们 环绕在许多的这些假先知、假道理的、假师傅的环当中呢，我们心里感觉到灰心，我们感觉到失望。And
as we walk amongst just so many false teachers and false prophets, we may in our hearts feel discouraged.
但是圣经告诉我们，你不要以为人多就是对，我们走的是窄路，是窄门。But
the Bible says, don't think that just because there are many people who walk this way, they are right. The road that we walk is a narrow road.
马太福音第7章13节说，你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡的那是宽的，是路是大的，进去的人也多；引道永生，它是窄门，路是小的，找到的人也少。第7章第13节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 says this, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few."
所以很多人去的地方，你说我去一定是没有问题。这个就是圣经告诉你，那个是宽的，那个我们要进的不是大门，我要进的是窄门。And
you might say, "Well, how can so many people be wrong? Everybody is going that way." Do not be fooled. The gate that we enter is a narrow gate.
今天呢，有很多神学家，特别在台湾、香港呢。 甚至新加坡也是很多所谓的神学家说我们要学习灵修神学，spiritual formation，意思说他要学习怎么样亲近神，怎么样亲近神呢？他找天主教的神父来。我告诉你，这个是大错特错，这个是给这个加尔文、给马丁路德打他一巴掌，说这个是错的。我们要回到天主教里面。我告诉你，这个是。 这个两千年，这个一千，这个五百年前的这个改教呢，已经走，已经回头路了，这是错误的。There
is a growing trend of theologians who believe in spiritual formation. That is, this idea of drawing closer to God, and their idea of drawing closer to God is to go back to the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, which goes completely against what the reformers did over 500 years ago. But here we are, right back at square one.
我看到，其实我在神学里面跟他们辩论，他们说为什么你这样武断？我说很简单，天主教，如果你敬拜玛利亚，你敬拜这些各种，而且人也你人不能够因信称义，这样请问这些人有没有得救？这些人如果没有得救，他要教我怎么样亲近我的耶稣，这个是荒唐。And
I've had these debates in seminary, and people ask me why am I so dogmatic about this, and I say, For people who believe in Mary and these other saints, are these people saved? And if they're not saved, why are they teaching me to draw near to my God?
所以这个是一个很荒唐的做法。
And so this is a false teaching.
如果你看今天的许多的书, 包括这个加拿大的维珍, 这个Regent Seminary, 里面教很多这些东西, 其实我要告诉你, 这些都是错的。
And there are many seminaries that are starting to teach this, including a seminary in Canada. And let me tell you, these teachings are wrong.
所以我们要很清楚地知道, 这些事情呢, 越来越多。
And we need to be clear that more and more of this is going to happen.
我们要怎么分辨呢? 我们一定要回到圣经里面去看。
How do we discern this? We must go back to the Bible.
所以我们知道这个危险的时间已经到了。
We must know that the difficult time of apostasy is here.
让我们来看这个离经叛道的这些特征。
So let's take a look at the distinctive features of this apostasy.
这里讲到有十八、十九种。
Over here it talks about 18 or 19 different types.
所以我不可能每一种停留在那边谈, 所以我很快地讲过去。
And so we won't have time to talk about every single characteristic, so we're gonna breeze through it.
所以这里讲到说,第一,你看你的圣经, 他说,第一,那时人要专顾自己。
So look at your Bible, it says first, people will be lovers of self.
你看到吗? 弟兄姐妹,你要知道一件事情, 曾几何时,很多,什么时候, 过去呢,我们读的 我们读的一些文学小说里面呢，都很高举那些牺牲的爱，为了别人放弃自己，这些都是被高举的道德的观念。Brothers
and sisters, we read stories of sacrificial love and things like that that have been exalted.
但是最近呢，你看这十到二十年来，我们高举的是什么呢？高举自己，我们要self-esteem, self-love， 讲的都是全部要自己，已经不在。如果你要为别人舍弃自己，那是懦弱，那个是 weakness.
Yet in recent years, what we've seen is a focus on self. In fact, if you're loving sacrificially and you're giving up for someone else, that is seen as weakness.
所以你会发现今天的世界呢已经转向了，已经转方向了，已经不再提高举那些为别人牺牲自己，他们已经不再提了。现在所提的就是我要对自己的人格、自己的尊严、自己的这个 self image 在众别人面前的印象。我们很注意自己，注意自己的身材，注意自己的面子，注意自己根本就不再提牺牲的爱。The
world has changed. No longer is self-sacrifice a virtue to be desired. In fact, we are a me culture. We focus on ourselves. We focus on our self-image.
所以你会发现今天讲到 self-esteem, 尊重自己, 我要问你, 你应该是 self-esteem 还是 God-esteem? 你要尊重自己还是要尊重神?
We talk a lot about having self-esteem, but let me ask you, is it self-esteem that we should desire or God esteem?
今天很多是心理学家告诉我们，我们缺少这个 self esteem， 是尊重自己。我可以告诉你，圣经里面告诉我们，每一个人呢都尊重自己，不尊重神。Psychologists
talk to us a lot about having self esteem or loving ourselves. Let me tell you, the problem is not that we do not love ourselves, but we do not love God.
神要对我们的要求是，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
The requirement that God has of us is that we love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and all our minds.
他的意思是说我们要爱神超过一切。
He's telling us that we need to love the Lord with every fiber of our being.
因为他是我们的创造主。
Because He is the one who created us.
他是我们的生命的主人。
He is the owner of our lives.
主耶稣自己说，如果你不爱你的父母、妻子、儿女，甚至恨他们。
Jesus said that if you do not love me more than your husband, your wife, your children, in fact, if you do not hate them, you are not fit to be my disciple.
当然，主耶稣不是要我们恨自己的父母，要我们恨自己的丈夫、妻子，要恨自己的儿女，这个是一种相对的。如果你不爱神超越他们呢，你不配做我的门徒。Now,
obviously, what he's saying is not that you should hate your relatives, but he's saying that if you do not love him more than anything else, then you're not fit to be a Christian.
所以在这里他说我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。Over
here he says you must love the Lord with all our heart, mind and soul.
其次呢，你必须要爱人如己。
Actually, you must love your neighbor as yourself.
我们要爱我们周围的人，我们要关心他们。
We must love the people around us. We must be caring to them.
而不是高举自己。
But we shouldn't exalt ourselves.
但是今天我们已经不这样做了。
But that has changed.
当然，我们记得主耶稣在十字架的时候，他还没有上十字架的时候，他祷告说：“主啊，若可行，求你让这个杯离开我。但是不是按照我的意思，乃是按照你的意思行。”
As Jesus was going to be crucified on the cross, he said, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
所以你会发现，在这里呢，我们是讲，如果主耶稣为他自己呢，我们就不可能得救。
The point here is that if Jesus lived for just himself, then you and I would not be saved.
所以主耶稣为了我们，他是愿意舍弃自己，所以我们才今天才能够得救。
But because of us, he sacrificed himself. Therefore, today we have salvation.
所以我们必须要学习主耶稣的榜样，我们必须要爱我们周围的人，不要伤害他们，要为他们祝福。
So we have an example to follow that we love one another and the people around us, that we not harm them but love them.
所以这边你看到这些假先知、假师傅呢，都是高抬自己的。
We see these false prophets and false teachers who put themselves above everyone else.
今天你看到很多教会那些牧师的名字大过主耶稣的名字，你来那个教会呢，是听到主耶稣的名多呢，还是听到了牧师的名字还多？
The trend today is these star preachers have exalted themselves above the name of Jesus. And when you go to these churches, do you hear more of a glorifying of themselves or of God? Of
我们是来到神的家，我们是来到神的教会，我们告诉大家这是神的话，神的意思，这个不是我的意思，我不可以讲我的意思，因为如果我这样讲，我抢了，我夺取了神的宝座。
We've come to the house of God to hear God's word, not our man's opinion. And if we try to preach our own opinion, then we have stolen or robbed God of that glory.
所以我们讲的这个叫做释经，讲到我把圣经解释，这是神的意思，我告诉你这句话是什么意思，这是神的意思，我告诉你，这我只是做一个传讲的工作，那但是它意思是神的。
And that's why in this church we focus on expository preaching. What we do is we try to explain to you what the word of God says,and not our own.
所以我们按照一章一章、一节一节、一个字一个字跟你讲。
And so we preach word by word, verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
所以你看，继续看下去第二节，因为那时候人要专顾自己，另外一个呢，贪爱钱财。
Second characteristic says these people will be lovers of money.
今天的人是不是贪爱钱财啊？
Are today's people lovers of money?
世界爱钱财，这是很不自然的事情。
The whole world loves money, and that seems to be natural to us.
但是今天来到大型教会的时候，我要怎么样吸引人呢？我们告诉他，叫你来到教会呢，你就会发财，怪不得这么多人来。
Yeah, what is being preached in the mega churches in over here? It's what you're being told is that if you come to church and you have faith in Jesus, you will become prosperous.
谁不要赚财赚钱的？
Who does not want to be prosperous?
如果你这样做的话呢，你是讨人的喜欢，你。跟着人的心理，跟着他走，他想要什么你给他什么，那个叫做 marketing， 那个叫做市场学。
If you do that and if you tell people that they can get benefits like money if they come to believe in Christ, that's not the gospel, that's marketing.
You give them what they want， 他们要的你给他，这个就是市场学的这个原则。
It's simply giving people what they desire.
但是我们要讲是不是你要什么，是神要你做什么。
But it's not about what you want, it's about what God wants.
所以这边讲到说人爱钱财，你跟他讲好的钱财，是的，我告诉你，问题不在钱，钱不是那个问题。
Let me tell you, the problem isn't so much money.
是那个贪钱财是那个问题。所以圣经里面讲说贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
It is not money that's the problem, but the love of money. The Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs.
圣经里面主耶稣自己告诉我们，如果你赚的全世界，哇，现在还没有一个人能够赚的全世界。如果你赚的全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？你拿什么来换永生呢？
Bible tells us that if you gain the whole world but lose your soul, what profit is that to you?
所以这边讲说不要贪爱钱财的意思。
So what we're seeing here is that he's telling us don't love money.
但是今天很多教会，哇，你们，我教你们怎么样赚钱。
But churches today are telling us to have more money and teaching us how.
这个是错误的。
wrong.
所以我们不是反对巨大巨型教会，不是大小的问题，是你传讲什么样 的福音。当然这个好消息，赚钱当然是好消息，因为你赚钱，我告诉你，这样的来信主呢，你是利用神，你根本就不是信真正信主的。
Let's be clear, it's not about the size of the church, whether it's mega or small, but about the teaching. And if you are telling people that they can earn money by coming to Jesus, that is not real faith.
那么如果是这样的人呢，他只专顾自己的贪爱钱财呢，他显然他很自大，所以这边讲到自夸，然后讲到这个狂傲。
And people who love money that way are focused on themselves, and therefore the next few characteristics are proud and arrogant.
自夸呢，就是夸奖自己，讲自己多好。今天很多人都抬高自己，说他自己有多好。那么这个狂傲就是里面，狂傲是指内心的态度，自夸是讲外面自己举高举自己。
The difference between pride and arrogance is that pride is an internal state, and they're proud of themselves. Arrogance comes out in boasting and talking themselves up.
那么还有这个谤毒呢，就是他开始讲别人不好，讲别人的坏话。你自高嘛，你看扁别人，看不起别人，就指别人的坏话。
Now as you lift yourself up above others, you look down upon them, and then you start talking bad about them, and you become abusive.
特别这边还很特别的在这里讲到，还有违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
He continues by saying disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy.
所以你会发现今天的孩子很多都不违背，很多都违背父母。我特别讲中国的教会里面有很多这些问题。
And we see this very often today. I would specifically say especially the church in China has a lot of children who are disobedient.
为什么呢？因为中国有这个一个孩子的policy, 这个原则。所以他们只能够一个孩子，每一个孩子呢都是公子，这是公主或者是王子，所以他们要什么要就得什么。
Now this is the result of the one child policy in China, and therefore all their children become prince and princesses.
所以他们得一切他心里所要的。
And so they get whatever their heart desires.
他们不懂得怎么样来听从父母。
They don't understand how to obey.
我告诉你，如果他不懂得听从父母，他就不懂得听从。学校的老师，他不听从学校老师，他不懂得听从政府，他不懂得听从政府，他也不听从神。
Let me tell you, if they don't obey their parents, then they won't obey the teachers. If they don't obey their teachers, they will not obey the government and the authorities. And if they don't obey the authorities, then they will not obey God.
如果你不顺服那个人看见的父母，你根本就不可能顺服看不见的神。
If they do not even obey the parents that they can see or the father that they can see, how will they even obey?The God that they cannot.
接下来他看到这里讲到说什么忘恩负义。
Over here it talks about being ungrateful.
意思是什么呢？他自高，我认为什么都是应该得的，所以他忘恩负义。
And there is a self-entitlement because they think of themselves greater than they are.
我告诉你，你注意看，新加坡人就变成这样。
Let me tell you, if you look around you in Singapore, that's what we're coming to.
现在的年轻人认为今天我们所得到的成就都是应该的，所以他们应该有很多人要政府花更多的钱来资助他们，根本就不知道这些呢是以前上一辈辛辛苦苦用血汗 来得到的。
A lot of people are feeling entitled in Singapore, especially the emerging generation in Singapore, where people want the government to support them.
这里还接下来讲到说心不圣洁。
He continues by saying unholy.
这个心不圣洁不是指犯罪的意思。
This doesn't refer to being sinful.
其实这个心不圣洁呢，跟违背父母忘恩负义是相似的。
But it actually has parallels between disobedient to parents and being ungrateful.
意思说他应该做的事情他不愿意去做。
What this is saying is that the things that he should be doing, he's not.
他应该，大家认为应该做的事情，认为正的事情，认为正确的事情，他不做。
Things that are righteous, things that should be done, these people do not.
特别接下来他讲无亲情。
Heartless is the next characteristic.
他完全没有对周围的没有感觉，人家的受苦他没有感觉。同时呢，他还这边讲说不解冤。
Heartless is not being able to empathize or feel for the people around them.
然后呢，在这讲到这边 inconsolable, 第一次讲到说，你人家跟你和好，跟你讲有对头要和，跟你讲和，你不肯。
The next characteristic is unappeasable, where others try to satisfy them, others try to find peace with them, but they will not.
而且呢，还好说谗言
，slanderous，
就是讲别人的不是，就是你自己最好。
And talking down to the others and putting yourself above them.
还有一个呢，就是讲到不能制约。
The next thing is without self-control.
我告诉你，今天为什么我有这么多心理的问题
？Today there are many issues of the heart and mind.
啊，特别是心理学的问题
，especially psychological issues.
今天呢，我们在教这个圣经辅导学的时候呢，我们告诉你，很多人的这种情绪的问题是从小开始不懂得越制来管理跟控制自己的情绪造成的。
Now in teaching biblical counseling, we realize that a lot of these issues come from the fact that there is an inability to be self-controlled from an early age.
你开始幻想，然后开始情绪波动，完全由他心里要怎么样就怎么样，他完全不懂得什么时候应该讲什么话，什么时候应该有怎么样的感情，完全没有，完全任由放纵。结果呢，他不懂得控制自己的心理，所以他出现很多心理的问题，都是这样。
And there is a giving in completely to whatever the heart desires or whatever thought comes into the minds of these people. As a result, they are unable or have not been able to practice self-control.
今天这个心理学的问题，比如说是忧郁症也好，这个这个各种的这这种这个这个强暴症也好，等等这种 depression, compulsive behavior 这些呢，有一套有一个一门学问叫做 cognitive therapy， 就是。认知心理学教的就是怎么样控制你的情绪。
Now, a lot of psychological issues these days, such as depression or obsessive compulsive disorder, these are being tackled by a school of psychology called cognitive therapy.
这个 cognitive therapy 就是认知心理学的做法呢，是教你怎么样控制你的情绪，让你再一次的掌控你的生命。
And cognitive therapy.Function such that it helps people to regain control of their feelings and their thoughts.
所以最终他的问题就是他不懂得制约，不懂得自制，不懂得管理自己的心情，不懂得管理自己的情绪。
Which brings us back to this idea of being this idea of not having self-control.
啊，所以这个是最这是一个很大的问题。
And it is a huge issue.
那么接下来他说性情暴躁，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。
He follows on with brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
如果你这些全部归回去，就是爱自己多于所有的人，不按照你的做法，不按照你的喜好呢，就把他杀掉，把他干掉。这个就像今天的南韩这个北韩的这个政治的领导人一样。
All this comes back to one point, which is right.Placing oneself above all others.
当然，今天的贾师傅、贾这个贾先知还没有发展到这个阶段。不过，圣经告诉我们，最后他发展到最高潮的时候呢，这个贾先知呢，这个敌基督就要出现。他出现的时候呢，他要坐在圣殿中的宝座上面。
Now we have not seen the full culmination yet of this conceit.When we do finally see that people are at the very height of this self-love, then we will see the rise of the Antichrist who will put himself on the throne on the temple.
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
圣经里面第五节，他说，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
Verse 5 says, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power, avoid such people.
所以他外面好像基督徒，外面好像很圣洁，外面好像很敬虔，那是里面完全不是。这样的人，你必须要躲开。
He's talking about people who on the outside look like holy people, who look like godly people, but on the inside are the complete opposite. He says, avoid these people.
他讲到这里，躲开这个字是一个命令。
When he says avoid,It's a command.
啊，所以我们在这边是讲假先知、假师傅，对吗
？So over here we're talking about false teachers and false prophets.
所以这些假先知、假师傅，我们必须要躲开。很多人说不用，我要去传福音给他。我告诉你，你太骄傲了。圣经叫你躲开，你说我可以的，我 你比圣经还厉害，你比神还厉害。神叫你躲开，你还要去传，可见你是违背神。
And when it says, when it commands us, when Paul commands us to avoid such people, some people might say, no, it's okay, we shouldn't avoid them. Let me go spread the gospel, share the gospel with them. Let me tell you, that is arrogance. Because even the Bible tells us to avoid them. What makes you think that you are greater than that?
圣经讲到躲开是一个命令，所以我们必须要遵从。
It is a command, and we need to follow it.
这些讲到这里是讲假先知、假师傅。这些假先知、假师傅，如果神叫我们躲开，我们就躲开。
If the Bible tells us to avoid false teachers and false prophets, then we must avoid them.
那么接下来第六节继续讲这些人呢？这些假师傅、假先知是什么呢？他进到人家的家，他是偷偷的进去，然后老拢无知的妇女，正是这等人。那么这些妇女为什么不明白呢？因为这些妇女呢，担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
Paul continues by saying, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women. Why are they weak? Because they are burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth.
我很好奇第七节，他说常常学习，我们发现很多人很懒惰，不愿意学习。这边有一群人很爱学习，但是为什么他们不明白真道呢？
I'm curious.Verse 7 says there are a lot of people, of these women who are always learning, yet we find that we're so lazy that we cannot learn.
如果有一批人很爱学习，哇，我们很喜欢教他们。
If there is a group of people who are always learning, I would love to see them.
但是为什么他们常常学习不明白真道呢？
Yet they're always learning, but never arriving at the truth. Why?
为什么呢？就在前面那一节，因为这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱。
Because in verse 6,They are burdened by their sins, and they are led astray by their passions.
如果你让你的罪恶继续存留，你不断的根据你的这个私欲去呢？你这样做呢？你读圣经怎么样读都读不明白的，因为你是被自己罪捆绑。
If you are led by your sins and you cannot give up those sins, but you are led astray by all the passions that lie in your heart.You will never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth because you're bound by your sin.
所以你在读圣经的时候呢，你读神的话的时候，你先要求主赦免你的罪，然后要悔改任何所明白知道的罪，要悔改，然后你读圣经，圣灵光照你，你明白。
And I would say that as you come to the Bible and you're going to open it to read it, take a moment to pray and ask that the Lord humble you and that your eyes are open to the truth.
所以这边呢，我们要清楚说，这些人呢，一定要躲开。
So again, we underline this fact that people like that should be avoided.
你看罗马书第十六章第十七节，保罗也是这么讲说，这些人呢，使你跌倒呢，背负所学的道的人呢，你千万你劝他劝我劝你们要留意躲避他们。
In Romans, we see, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles.Contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught, avoid them.
当然这里讲的很多，但是我很重要注意的是 contrary to the doctrine, 就是以我们所教导的、背负所学之道的人，这些人要离开。
Now I want you to focus on that phrase, contrary to the doctrine. People who preach a different doctrine, avoid them.
所以这个是非常重要的，这种假先知、假道理呢，我们一定要躲开，不要以为你我自己能够去，你很容易就被上当了。
We must not believe that we're able to take them on because you will fall into a trap.
其实哥林多前书保罗也是告诉他们，他说不要以淫乱的人相交。那么保罗说，这些淫乱的人是谁呢？不是任何一个人，不是世界上所有的人，是指那些称为弟兄的。他说他是基督徒，但是仍旧行淫、贪婪、拜偶像、辱骂、醉酒、勒索，这样的人不要与他相交。如果你是基督徒，继续犯罪，不要与你相交。那么何况那些假先知师傅呢？更不能够与他相交。
In fact, Paul has told us this and warned us about it even in 1 Corinthians, where he says, do not associate with sexually immoral people. Who are these people? He tells us that there is a specific group in verse 11, so-called brother, people who say they are Christians, but if he should be an immoral person or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. What more false teachers?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看 谁是假先知？如果他教这些道理，他们的行为是这样的话，我们不要跟他来往。
So brothers and sisters, we need to identify and be discerning about who are these false teachers. If they are preaching a different gospel, then we must avoid them.
所以这段圣经，保罗，神通过保罗告诉我们，这些将来必然有从我们当中出去的人，有一些人以为是信徒，结果他不听从神的道理，他就会出去呢。这样的话会影响到我们，我们会觉得难过，他们会跟随假先知，我们会难过。但是主已经告诉我有危险的时间到，所以你不要惊奇，不要被他吓到。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know that in the coming days, Paul has already told us that there will be people in our midst who will want to follow people who teach wrong things. Let's not be surprised because the warning has been given to us already.
那么我他不但给我们警告，他也给我们特征。
But he has not only given us a warning, he has given us the features of this apostasy.
这些人教的就是这些贪财、专顾自己等等。
These are the characteristics of what they will teach you, such as loving self, loving money, etc.
当然，特别今天特别有吸引力的就是成功神学跟这个医治的神学，讲到的 health and wealth gospel.
But what particularly has a great attraction to people today?Is the health and wealth gospel.
所以你去到那边只有有钱的人在，如果你给神100万，神就会给你1000万，这种是交换，这个不是敬拜，神不是你的主人，他不过是你的神灯罢了。
And you will find that the rich people congregate there, people who want to be rich, and they're told that if you give $10, you will get 10 times the amount. These people are there not to worship a God, but to transact.
另外一个很吸引人的就是，哎呀，如果我 得了生病，我生病了，我一定要找一个神医。
The other trend is, oh, I'm ill. I need to find someone who can heal me.
所以一个人在他生病的时候非常软弱，他要找到一个能够医治他的人。当然，我们可以明白这个。
And of course, we can understand that when someone is gravely ill, they want to find someone who can heal them.
我告诉你一个个人的经历。
Let me tell you a personal example.
我的确我见过一个人，那么我跟他讲，哎，你信不信主啊，你要不要来教会了，我带你来教会，他开口就骂我。
And I've met a person, and I told this person, why don't you come to church with me? And the first thing this person did was open his mouth to scold me.
他说你们全部骗人，你们基督徒全部骗人的。
And he said to me, all of you Christians are liars.
我说，先生，为什么你这样骂我们？
And I was curious, and I asked him, why are you scolding me like that?
他说我的太太生病的时候，我去到你们的教会，你们的牧师说只要祷告，他一定好的，跟我 promise 他应许一定会好的。结果我们不吃药，什么都不要吃，结果他真的死了。你们骗我，害我失去我的太太。
And then he said that all of you are liars because when my wife was sick, I asked a pastor what to do, and he said, don't worry, all you have to do is pray, and God will make her well. He will heal her.So we didn't take any medication. We forgot all the medical treatments. And at the end of the day, she's dead.
他说你要凭信心就一定会得医好。
He said to me that all I needed was faith, and she will be healed.
结果我的太太死了。
As a result, she's dead.
他就大骂我。
And he scolded me.
我问你，如果你是他，你会不会信主？
Let me tell you, if you are him, would you come to faith?
他说我们是。骗子，如果我们这样应许他，神一定医治你，我们也是骗子。
He said we are liars, and if we indeed tell him that God will definitely heal his wife,
这样我们要怎么解决这个问题呢
？How do we solve the problem?
我告诉你，你注意看，不管你碰到什么神，你怎么样医，如果你真的医好，有一天你还是死，对吗？有没有不死的人，请你举手。
I don't care how much healing you get, even if it's true, even if you get some sort of healing now.At the end of the day, you are still going to die.
我们最大的敌人是死。主耶稣教导我们不要把今生，不要把盼望看在今生，我们是要看在永生。不管任何人，你最大的敌人就是死。主应许你永生，不是应许你今生里面一定永远不死。
Our greatest enemy is death, and Jesus has told us to not put our hope in this world, not the temporary world.Because you're going to die, but put your hope in the future.
所以如果你只是讲今生的盼望，你不断的医，不管谁都医，你胜不过死亡，你还是死。你最大的问题是如果胜过死亡。
You will die. You most certainly will die. I don't care how much healing you get. But, and it is not about physical healing that is important, but it is whether you're spiritually saved.
是的，我们生病应该祷告。
Indeed, if you are ill, we should be praying.
神可能的意思让你好。
And it may be God's will that He will heal you.
但是神从来没有说你一定会好。
But He never said that you will be healed.
你看到保罗，你看到提摩太，你看到这个使徒们都每一个都死去。
Look at Paul, look at Timothy, look at all the apostles, they are all dead.
但是呢，他们带着盼望的死去。你读希伯来书第十一章，你就知道。
But they all died with great hope in their hearts. And all you have to do is read Hebrews 11 to see that.
这些神应许的是天家，不是地上的家。
God's intention is for us to live in our heavenly home.
如果你只注意今生的身体呢，你会很大的失望。我们注意的是永生的生命。
And if your only hope is placed in this world, then you are going to be greatly disappointed.
是的，神应许我们医治，但是他是医治我们将来到天上那个最大的医治。
Yes, God wants to heal us, but our healing is in heaven with Him.
他赐给我们的生命是永远不死的。
The life that He gives us is eternal.
最后呢，我们要学习怎么样分辨这些假先知、假道、假道理。
Now, final point for today is the discerning of the apostasy.
只有一节圣经。
And we are only looking at one verse.
你看第九节。
Look at verse 9.
他说：“然而他们不能这样的。”不能再这样的抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像这二人一样。
Verse 9 says, But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men.
所以你看到他说，他们出来影响人，影响人，你让他影响，但是不会走得太远的，因为最后很明显的，一看就知道了。
And so we see that these false preachers are going around and they're getting a huge following and their influence is great. But at the end,Their folly will be plain to all.
有一次我看到一个很有钱的一个人。
I once met a man who was extremely rich.
他来跟我谈话的时候，我们在谈起，他说，哎，我的儿子要我去教会。
And as we spoke, he said, oh, my son wants me to go to church.
他说我的儿子，我说你儿子去哪一个教会？他说那个巨大型的教会。
And I asked him, oh, which church does your son go to? And he said, oh, it's a mega church.
他说，我说这样为什么你不去？
And I asked him, well, why don't you go?
他说，你看这个大型教会去到那边，每个都要讲钱。你一进门就有 ATM， 进到里面全部都是。你看他们拿钱。他说，我们从商人一看就明白，这个就是骗钱的。
And he said, look at the mega church. From the very entrance there is an ATM, and when you walk inside, all they talk about is money. And as a businessman, I know that this is all about money.
很明显的，为什么你们看不到
？And he said to me, it is so obvious. Why can't you guys see it?
弟兄姐妹，很明显的，我们知道一个罪人，一个犯罪的人，被政府判为有罪的人，去安利另外一个牧师，而且是他的太太，这个是太可笑了。但是还是很多人跟从去，他们眼睛是瞎了。
Friends, if the world can see it, if a pastor who is found guilty of embezzling funds, in fact his wife, if she is the one that says follow this person.Everyone can see it's not the right thing to do, yet our eyes are blind to it.
他不但是这样，他是去案例，去 ordain 他的 wife, ordain 他的太太作为接替的牧师。我告诉你，所有有逻辑思想的人都会觉得这个是有一个问题的，但是你人为什么还继续下去呢？他眼睛是瞎的。
Not only that, he's in fact ordained his wife to do this when the whole world can see it.Yet their followers can't, then their eyes are blind to it.
你看到这个是很明显的事情，所有的人都看得很清楚。
It's so clear, it's so obvious, and all is plain to all.
但是为什么那些跟随者看不出来呢？
But why can their followers not see?
我再说一次，他不是为他的信仰，不是为他所相信的受被判入监牢，而是为他所做错的事情被判进监牢。
I'll say this again, they are suffering and they have been sentenced not for the sake of the gospel or the church, but for their own wrongdoings.
所以我们必须要怎么样认出一个假先知呢？第一，我们要看出他的信仰来。
How do we discern false prophets? First, we must see their creed.
他们选择圣经里面要讲的话讲，他不教导卷本圣经，所以他的神学出现很多问题。
We see the selectiveness of their gospel preaching and not the full counsel of God. As a result, their teaching comes up with a lot of problems.
我们从这边看到十八、十九种特征，你看他们身上如果出现的话，你就知道这个已经离开神的话语。
We see these 18 or 19 different characteristics, and if you see these come up in them, then you know to avoid these people.
所以你可以看到他的 their creed, their characteristics, and their converts. 就是说他的信仰、他的性格，还有呢跟随他的人都是这样的。
Finally, you can look at the converts, the people who follow them. They are the same.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这一切的时候，我们感觉到灰心失望。
Brothers and sisters, if we look at all this that's happening around us and we feel discouraged,
当别人被判罪，我们不是开心的，我们还是很失望的。
When people are sentenced or found guilty of these things, it is not for us to rejoice. We are disappointed too.
我们但是不要因为这样而灰心失望。
But do not be disappointed because of this.
要记得主耶稣说什么呢？主耶稣说，我如果按圣经用英文圣经说 ，I will build my church， 就是说我要建立我的自己的教会。阴间的权柄必不能够胜过他。
Because Jesus himself said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
教会不会因为一个人而倒下来。
The church will not fall because of just one bad apple.
因为那个教会是属于耶稣的。
Because this church is God's church.
而且是耶稣自己建立这个教会。
And in fact, it is a church that God himself will build.
撒旦根本就没有办法毁坏神的教会。
Satan will have no power to destroy it.
主耶稣自己说，凡父赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃。
Jesus said that whoever comes to me, I will never cast out.
所以呢，我们要依靠神。圣经里面主耶稣告诉我们，因为不法的事增多，爱心许多人的爱心就渐渐的冷淡。
Jesus told us that because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold.
但是呢，主耶稣自己说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But the one who endures to the end will be saved.
所以我盼望大家学习圣经的话，要懂得分辨是非，按照主的话去行。
So I hope that each one of us will learn the word of God and be able to distinguish right from wrong and live according to God's will.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray with one heart. Our Father, we thank you for this warning of apostasy that is to come and is also now here. Father, we pray for those of us that are on, in fact, Lord, we pray for all of us who are in this spiritual battle together. For Lord, each day we are faced with the world's wisdom and the teachings of those who are teaching a different gospel. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to be Berean about our faith, that we would take your word seriously, that we would dig into it, that we would feast on it, that we would know right from wrong, Lord, and so in so doing, be protected from these heresies and these false teachings. We pray that you would give each one here, Lord, that desire to want to come to know you in a greater way. And should there be those amongst us who do not know you, we pray that, Father, you would grant them faith and open their eyes and let the word of God speak to them and that they will come to understand the things that are meant to be spiritually appraised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.